Good morning. 6:22 a.m. on, oh, it must be July 22. Really? Did I do that? No, I did not do that. Okay, fine. Be that way. It's actually 6:25 on 6:22. Okay, that's better. I knew that wasn't right, but it's not like it really matters. I mean, 2 minutes here, three. You guys don't have any idea. Once you listen to this, it's going to be 2 hours from now anyway. It doesn't matter. But, so, yeah, awake? No, not really. I've been up about an hour now. But when I started out, I'd only been up about a half an hour. I had a 2/3 of a cup of lukewarm coffee left over from yesterday. But, I had a 5K day yesterday. Story is chugging along nicely. I want to go back at my bagel. Get dug in again. There's an end here. I can see it coming. I may be 40,000 words away, but I can see it. I can see sort of maybe a glimmer of where we're going to go, how we're going to get there. Like all my books, it isn't the one I thought I was going to write. I don't care at this point. I just want to get it out so you people can read about Natalia. I haven't really talked with Zoya in this book very much, but she's there. We'll see. She isn't as visible as, say, Pip was, but okay, I'm good. I'm happy with this. I can't. I think my biggest problem all along has been I've been trying to force this story into some preconceived notion of what I thought it should be. And somebody took me to task on that. I think it was Michael K. Elliott for trying to shoehorn the story into a box that I had already built, when the reality is that's not my process, that's not how it works, that's not how I do it. Apparently I was also hiking right along because I'm panting like a horse here today. It's also hot. It's 6:25 in the morning. The official temperature is only 66 degrees, but the ambient outside my back door was 72. Well, luckily so far, it's mostly cloudy. Off to the west over the mountains, it's pretty clear. There's a nearly full moon. It's waning toward last quarter. It was full a couple of days ago, I think. Oh, it was. What was it? The Antler Moon or something like that, I think. Not one of the moons I'm familiar with. But yeah, it's hot, it's muggy. Sun's not up, so I'm not broiling as well as simmering, so that's something. I'm gonna go home, get something to eat. I've already checked in with Minecraft and harvested the Ender Pearls, checked the the levels on the storage tanks. We still have room for more material. I think I'm the only one who's logging into there anymore. And I'm not building anything, I'm not doing anything. If and when I get the urge to construct some more, there'll be plenty of materials for me to do pretty much anything I want. 25,000 ingots of iron. That's a lot of iron. More than enough fuel for my, big reactors build. I should probably check the, battery on the deuterium pump. Because while it's a big battery, it'll last a long time, it won't last indefinitely, and I don't think I've even looked at it for 2 weeks. Probably need to check on the towers again, see if they need fuel. I suspect they do. Busiest intersection of the morning. I know I've talked about it before, but it never really ceases to amaze me that this one little intersection that's tucked away well off a beaten path gets so much traffic. And yet, I guess it shouldn't surprise me, because more than two-thirds of the time, this is the path that I take to get out of my neighborhood. And I don't really live near this intersection, it's just that the alternate paths to get to this section of town where I actually do a fair amount of business, like Lowe's, where I get my charcoal for my cooking, and Best Buy, and Target, those places, they're all on this side of that intersection. So it doesn't really matter whether I'm leaving the house or returning to that intersection. Quite a lot of the time is on my path. Good morning. A jogger. Sure. Kind of a sweat here. I didn't think I was working that hard. B, I didn't realize it was quite so warm. Maybe it's just because it's humid. So, what am I thinking about this morning besides the story? Not really too much. I don't have a lot to think about with Minecraft. I'm not doing anything. I don't have any projects underway there. Don't intend to start any. I'm not going to build a space station. I'm not going to go to the moon. At least not yet. I mean, I might do that later, but just let it tick along. It's like the... even online, I did do a little bit of fun yesterday with Eve Online. Site stealers piss me off, but you go in and you start a site, and just as about you're getting down to the point where you might actually get the payout, somebody comes in and robs the chest. Mug post. It's like, pain in the ass. And it's, you know, it's like, okay. I don't do the same thing to anybody else, so it irritates me when they do it to me. It's just, it's so cheesy. It's so... cheesy is probably the word. It's so... It's like, really? You're running this site in a faction battleship. You could probably do it in your sleep. And rather than actually run the site, you run in, loot the box, run out. Really? This is how you play the game. Okay. You know, it's like, okay, well... It is the nature of EVE Online. It is the nature of how people... how some people, not everybody, but how some people view it as a private... amusement park where everybody else, including the other players, are just, you know, here for their amusement. There's not any acknowledgement that the people who are there are actually people. They're just sort of mouthy non-player characters, NPCs. Which, I suppose in a certain sense they are. Particularly for people who don't really understand the social dynamic, for people who don't understand that the game is richer by acknowledging them, not weaker, not poorer. I'm just sort of walking along. I don't... I don't really have a whole lot to say. I'm trying to think of things. There's just so much... There's so much that I don't want to talk about. Politics. Family. And not much I can say about the things that I do want to talk about, like the book. I went over 80,000 words. Actually, I went over 81,000 words yesterday. Oh, this is a 5K day. I started 76. I ended at 81. Maybe today I'll find the ending. Maybe tomorrow. I don't care if I can get 5K days. Keep them going. Get this thing percolating along. Throw it over to beta readers. Don't have any alpha readers these days. Clearly a front blowing through. It's interesting, there's this low-level cloud deck up there that has, it looks like a curved beach and a long, long, wide bay. This sort of point sticking out on the other end and the middle of it tucked in. Clearly there's some sort of air movement that's forcing that very clearly demarked curved line in the clouds. It's pretty cool. There's some mammatus, not some mammatus, lenticular clouds out over the mountains. They have that a cup shape that is formed by updrafts from the mountains. Winds coming in and being forced upwards by the Rockies. They're still there. I can't not see them anymore. They may have dissipated. It's a nice breeze though. Breezes come up, which is probably another sign that there's actually a front moving through. That's delicious. It's quite cool. It's actually rather strong. I'm enjoying it. Good morning. Good morning. Lady and a cute little dog. And your little dog, too. Your guy passed a little while ago. Still running. He's made a big loop down around this neighborhood and around the park. He's still going. My knees would kill me after a mile, assuming my lungs would get me a mile. I keep walking. I keep doing what works for me. But anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.